Okay, we are in Samachem and Aleph. We're going to start again, right? I'm Rav Yehuda, and I will tell you where it is on my Gemara, but they're different prints, so we'll have to do it by lines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14 lines to the bottom, I believe. I'm Rav Yehuda, Mekadosh Beit Echad and Chayesh Yishum LeKedusha. If somebody is Mekadosh with one aid, we are not Chayesh Yishum LeKedusha. You need two witnesses. It's a Davar Shemerva, and you need two witnesses. But it's not a Kedusha. It's not Pshat. We don't know about the Kedusha. It is not a Kedusha. What if both agree to the Eid Echad? Is the Eid Echad Neman? Right? The question is, both agree together with the Eid Echad. Is it Pshat that the Eid Echad is not believed because the Eid Echad is not believed in the Davar Shemerva, but he hears that two people are trusting him? Or is it because Kedusha needs two Eidim because it needs two Eidim? And the Lai Varav Shabiyadai said yes, works, then he said no, and he wasn't clear. Rashi, look Rashi, Shnei Maidim, the Divrei Eid, they both agreed to the Eid. Rachmash, we have to do something, they lied that the thing was going in and out. My phone's good for a day, I can't, you know. We're going to have to think of it. I don't know what the Eid is. It's not your job. I don't know. Mao, what is it then? Chad Tanya ain't Chayshishin. Is it because he's not believed? Vaham knew when they hear they trusted him. I don't remember some days do some chalum below edim. The yellow davar davar mi mamon. Siv by rias ervis davar. The mamon siv a piece name made yakum davar. Is it that we need two edim to make it work, or is it that we don't trust an eid echad? But over here they're both agreeing, so therefore the eid echad is believed together with their agreement. And the loy, loy magzik b'dvar loy liyisur lelehetzer. He wasn't strong either to say no or yes. Pamim shamer hey, pamim shamer lav. But Rav Yehuda, it was weak, meaning it was very non-committal. Pesach usually repasses, gives a pesach. There's a firmness with it. It was a hesitant pesach, not clear. Sometimes he felt yes, sometimes he felt no. Did not have the clarity. Let's try it again. Hold 1 second on the phone.
The conference. The recording has started.
Do like this.
Okay. Is there any problem? Let me know. It should be better now.
Yes, then he said no.
Rashi says, Rashi answers this your question.
No.
And he says, Pumim Amr Hain, Pumim Amr Lav. Doesn't mean the Rashi that I read on Envelope. Sometimes he said yes, sometimes he said no, but never with conviction.
Oh, meaning even though he changed.
He didn't change. His yes wasn't a yes, and his no wasn't a no. It was a weak yes and a weak no, not willing to accept a vadai psak. It wasn't that he decided yes, and then he decided no. No. He never decided yes, and he never decided no. He leaned to yes, he leaned to no, and wasn't clear. That's what it says. I know you would like me to say, he said yes. Then he changed his mind, he said no, and then he said, I don't know.
Okay, you cut out.
We lost you. It's not working. Rav Yitzchak, it's not working.
Access coming. There are 7 participants in the conference. The recording has started.
Okay, so.
Okay. So it wasn't a strong sock. That's what Raji's saying. It was a weak sock. Wasn't with conviction. Dr. Kamara. Amar Rav Nachman, Itmar Amar Rav Nachman, Which is the way we paskin, that Edus is necessary to create Kedushin, not just to let us know of Kedushin. And again, I'm going to be using these words, and again, I want to explain it. There's Edus l'Humei and Edus l'Brurei. There are most Edus that we talk about are to clarify what happened. If we don't know what happened, we turn to witnesses to find out what happened. Witnesses are the greatest way, of, in the Torah's view, of clarifying something, which means it's the greatest way of clarifying something. The Torah said, rely on two witnesses. That is why we clarify. What we're saying by Kedushin now, it is not only to clarify that a Kedushin took place, it is to establish a Kedushin. Without it, it's not a Kedushin. Not we don't know about the Kedushin, it is not a Kedushin. Which means she's not an Aces Ish, which means she's Mizana, she will not get punished upstairs. Down here, we can't punish her because we don't know. Upstairs, we won't punish her because she's not an Aces Ish. That's what the Gemara is saying. Here's a lady, had Kedushin, there were no Edom, which means she's a single girl and has no halakhas of Aces Ish at all. That is what Rav Nachman is saying. Even if there's one aid, and even if they both agree that it happened. So Rabbi asked the question. Yes.
Is this analogous to something like we don't impose the death penalty just based on someone's admission that they did it?
No.
Without aiding?
See, that's what I was trying to say. In that case, it's not, I mean, upstairs, the guy will get punished. Whatever happened, happened. We might not be able to impose the death penalty, but whatever happened, happened. Now, here it's saying it didn't happen. It's not considered as it happens.
It's not a consequence. It's the fact itself. No Kedushin was established literally without witnesses, is what we're saying. The participants, the bride and the groom, have no power to create a Kedushin by their own words, is what we're saying.
One witness. Exactly. It's not that they're married and we don't know about it. It's that they're not married.
Right. It's an actual fact. It's a relationship has not been established without two independent items is what we're saying.
Correct. 100% true.
Okay,
correct.
You.
It's like divorce. Divorce does not get established unless there's two witnesses watching the divorce. A husband handing his wife a get without witnesses, she's not divorced. Pashtas. I mean, they're trying to be there. Not that way, because of the Adam on the star, but we're not getting involved in that now.
I mean, that's why in those cases, if someone gets, they don't get a get, a religious person, that's the problem.
That's the machlokes. You brought up a very controversial machlokes. Very controversial machlokes. That is, two people who got married without kosher witnesses. There were no witnesses that we recognize as kosher. Women, relatives, people that don't believe in Hashem, those are the witnesses. So there were no kosher witnesses of the marriage. Are they married or not? So Rav Moshe Feinstein Paskins that this is this Gemara. There were no witnesses. So there's a Kedushin that took place without witnesses. It's a non-Kedushin. The woman was never married. And therefore, if she doesn't receive a get, and she gets married again, the kids are 100% legitimate. Her marriage is 100% legitimate, but she was never married the first time. Rav Henkin argues in Rav Moshe, and he holds, and this is the basis of his fact, that sometimes marriage is created by facts on the ground. The fact that they live together like husband and wife creates an anansadi that they're married. Anybody that looks at them as a married couple who lives together as a married couple, not that the Kedushin was a Kedushin, but there was a later Kedushin because he wanted to marry her and they'd been living like husband and wife.
Yeah,
again, this is what Rav Henkin holds, and therefore he disagreed with Rav Moshe Tzak, and he held that she has no right to get married without a get. That was the machlokes. Rav Henkin is not alive today. I'm not going to speculate about what he would say today, but he holds that pshat is living like husband and wife, thinking you're married, acting married, living married, creates that the whole world knows you are married, and that creates the kedusha. It's an automatic creation of a marriage. They want to be married.
Non-Sadi is enough to make up.
Right, that's right. That's what Rebbe says. A non-Sadi creates a marriage. Ramesh holds there's no a non-Sadi, because he holds that if they're not religious, there's no religious. That means they don't necessarily think of religious marriage. I'm not going to get involved in this machlokes. It's a major machlokes. It's what not for. We are witnesses. The world is witnesses. Yeah, we are witnesses. You don't have designated witnesses, but everybody's a witness to this fact. Again, this is a machlokes. This machlokes is 60 years old, 70 years old, and I don't pass in these shadows.
Common law marriage in Jewish law is called common law.
Common. That doesn't mean halacha. That doesn't make a difference in halacha.
Common law.
Right. Anyway, Zakti Gemara Baiter. Zakti Gemara Baiter, Eisrei Rava Lura Nachman. Ha'aymer le'isha k'dashticha. A man says to a woman, I married you, our Mishnah. Your marriage like you just done. Says, who wants to be k'reva se'ah? He mutaris be k'reva. Now, are there witnesses? Are there no witnesses? Idi ike edim, amai mutaris be k'reva. If they're witnesses, then she's wrong. If there's no witnesses, again, we're learning the Havamina now. Why is he usher? There's no witnesses. Must be he's saying there was one witness, and right, there is one witness who says they got married, right? She's denying it, and Eidecha is not believed against the denial, but Eidecha is believed with an admission. That's what Rava wants to prove. Right, we had a question. And Eidecha said they got married and they both agree. Rav Nachman says it's meaningless. The Rava, I can show you that it's meaningful. Because here we have a case that we believe the husband vis-a-vis himself. Why do you believe him? There's no aid. There's no edim. There's no kedushin. There it is. There's an Eidecha. The Eidecha says he saw the kedushin. The husband agrees with him. So vis-a-vis the husband, the Eidecha is believed. Vis-a-vis the wife, she denies it. And Erechot is not believed against the denial. So here we have a case that Erechot creates Kedushin. And Erechot is there, and the husband agrees. We believe the husband vis-a-vis himself. We don't believe the Erechot vis-a-vis the wife because he denies it. It's not like Rav Nachman, who said that even if they both agree, it's nothing. Here we see that the husband's agreement does something. And for the Gemara, he's not claiming there were no Edom. There were Edom. He's saying the Edom aren't here. The Gemara's Havamina was, where are the witnesses? If they're here, she can't deny it. If they're not here, how can he say it? The answer is, he's claiming there were witnesses, and she's claiming never happened. So witnesses are out of the picture. We don't have witnesses here. But he's claiming it happened, which the Gemara did not go with at the beginning. The Gemara at the beginning went that there's an Eidecha. Therefore, he's believed on himself together with the Eidecha. The Gemara's answer is no. Eidecha means meaningless. What happened is he said there were two Eidim. He says they're not here. So the question is, did it ever happen or not? He's saying it did, so we believe him vis-a-vis himself because of that walk of Shavyanam Shekhatichu Yisura that he makes himself usher to. He himself has to treat himself as if he got married. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. It may not be like a sin in Nam. Be like Adam. I feel a maid. I might ask you to crave yourself. I'll be asked for it. I'm an Adam Kedushin. I feel a little more of. If there were no witnesses, why is it a Kedushin? E Nam Yamar Bein Echad have a Kedushin. But you say a maid. Even if you want to say that one egg works when they both agree. Hey, could there ain't egg? Oh, yeah, I'm ready. Without any egg, nobody says it works. We find that an echad makes a difference. By mamonis, he can make a person swear. Therefore, he might be good enough to have kedushin in front of him. Again, an echad has strength, not the strength of two edim, but he has some strength. That again, if you argue with Rav Nachman and you say an echad works, it's because an echad has strength. It only has strength when it's coupled together with an admission of the party. Not when it doesn't have the admission of the party. You can argue with an Eid Echad. You can't argue with two Eidim. You could argue with one Eid. But you see an Eid Echad has strength. So an Eid Echad being there can create the Kedushin. And he's claiming it happened. so he's believed on himself together with the Eid Echad, and she's saying it never happened, so she's denying the Eid Echad. That makes sense, if you learn the Eid Echad's belief. But if not, how's it working? The chashiv litvusi kedushin kamei, the Eid Echad is good enough to have a kedushin. And for the Gemara, no. He's claiming there were two witnesses. One witness by itself would be meaningless. He's claiming there were two witnesses. He's claiming, and therefore he's married. And she says there were nothing, it never happened. Therefore, he's believed on himself because of Shavya. Now,
she's denying it, right?
Yes.
And if she did not deny it, would make a difference?
I don't know what that means.
If she agreed with him,
that so that's stay and by them, Beit Echad. That was the Shiloh of Yehuda, wasn't sure of Rav Nachman, said it's nothing. With no Eid Echad, right? With nothing. Again, I don't know what it
is. What is Eid Echad Memondi's doing?
Not by Erva.
That's the rule.
Yeah, we learn on top of Rav Mimama that Erva needs to aid him.
And to liquid cutlery?
That's what Rav Nachman is saying. Rav Yehuda wasn't sure. Maybe one aid together with their admission is good enough.
Be telling you to rob him of Asi if he gets punished if he's in Zan with one of his greatest? Greatest Zahar? Be telling you to that? The Kafli or the.
No, would not be telling you to that. Shavya Navsha would not be enough to punish him. That was only because Biti Nisati just said the tyrant believed him. The tyrant believed him vis a vis everybody. Here it's a personal thing.
We wouldn't punish
him. No, we're not. The guy says, "This I know this piece of meat is trefa." And Adam say it's not trefa. I don't know if we would punish him if he eats it. Why would we? Adam is saying it's not trefa. He's saying to me it's trefa. Again, that's the kayach of Shabbia Nafshakatichu B'Yisura. That vis-a-vis himself, he's believed more than anybody else.
But you wouldn't punish him if he ate it.
I don't think so.
So if someone comes to Beis Din and says that this couple is living in sin, they're not married, and then they say, we are married. There are no witnesses there.
Well, are they claiming there were witnesses? So who is he to say that it never happened? How does he know? How does he know?
He was there that day.
Again, they're saying they got married. They had witnesses. Negative is very hard to prove. Much easier to prove positive than negative. If two witnesses come in and say that they weren't together the day they got married, I don't know what would happen. One witness would throw out a bed.
This
is Afishtan, Vein
of Yasudavar, referring to what then?
The Pasuk is talking about money. And by Erev it says, Kimotsava Erev is Dabar. So Rashi said, Yolav Dabar Dabar Mimama.
Okay, so that means these two.
Correct.
Okay, now what got everyone nervous about maybe one and Moda and this? But where
because the source is money. This is what Rashi explains. And by money, we do find that one aid has power. It's not like an aid by money is powerless. He has power.
Sure.
Right. So that shows that he's not nothing.
Okay, so you and so the bus shows you can learn from that Shulchan.
No, we wouldn't punish anybody. But if they both admit to the Ein Echad, that would give him strength to say that that would work Kedusha.
Okay, now where do we have that step?
It would come from the fact that we see Ein Echad is powerful but Shulchan.
But sure.
So again, we're learning out Erva from money. So maybe we learn how that Eid Echad works for Kedushin. You don't know. The Gzeri Shavah just says compare Erva to money. And money, Eid Echad has power.
Yes, we'll see. Take it to here for power also.
Exactly. That's what Rashi says. Dr. Gemara Weitzer. Eisrei. We asked a different question. Hamagarish Yathishtai, somebody divorces his wife. Velana in the Vipundaki. Then they went together in an inn. They were together in an inn, in one room. Bishamay says, no need for a second get, no reason to assume they remarried. Basil says, they might have remarried. We need a get. Now, where they ate them? Hechidam, Idi Ike ate them that saw them live together, Maitamai de Bishamay. Idi Leke ate them, Maitamai de Basil. Because they're together in a room, where they ate them? Who said they live together? If you need Adam for Kedushin, so even if they live together, it doesn't mean anything. Elalah Beidecha. Teretz is, the Machloikis is, there was one aid that saw them living together. Beishamai says that's meaningless. And Beishamai says, yes, it is meaningful. That's the Raya, Rashi. Look, Rashi. I didn't do Kedushin. One second. That's still been playing. You played out the Kedushin Gemur B'chol Tvarov. The Neman who lesser thoughts makes believe to Hashem himself. Lona Ima B'pundaki. A few lachas man. Doesn't have to be immediately. It could be an even after time. He didn't get him to discuss with you. Ela la beit echad. Ushnei emaitim. It's still saying, you have an eight echad. And they both agree that they live for Kedushin. It works. If not, why did they still require a get? So it comes out that this is Machloikas, Bishama and Bishol, whether an Eid Echad is enough or not enough. Yes, Dr. Bray.
This is a good question. Is this an occasion where Bishama is more makel than Bishol?
The Havamina, yes. This is one of the cases that more makel, but we still don't know shot. This is the Havamina and the Machloikas, correct.
And Hamagarish on his way to get
that? No, he divorced her.
He's already divorced.
Yes, for 5 years. Rashi says, I feel a little lachas man.
Oh, is there on the white basin to get a divorce?
Means nothing. They're married.
They're not happy.
No, that's not the point here. It's off the subject totally. Not to do with this. Halachically, morally, ethically, halachically, the Gemara says it's not a nice thing to do, but it's not us, their husband and wife. Morally, the Gemara says it's one of the B'nai Teish Shavidus. The Gemara in the Darim says that's not good to do. But that's not the point here. We're not talking about that. Dr. Gemara Baita. And for the Gemara, Ultamech Eme Seifa. Let's go to the Seifa. Umbaitim, that same Mishnah that you just quoted says, Beisham and Bissil agree, but it's Garshim and Erison, if they had never consummated the marriage originally, he had made Kedushin, then divorced her, and then they were alone in a room, Shein Shvicha Menegat Shein. Then everybody agrees that she doesn't need a new get. Why? They say, ain't live by gospel. There's no familiarity. They've never consummated a marriage the first time that we should assume they consummated it the second time. Now, if there's an eight echad and they both agree they did Kedushin, who cares if they were or weren't familiar? We have the fact. An eight echad tells us they did Kedushin. They both admit they did Kedushin. What difference does it make if they ever consummated a marriage or didn't? If the Eid Echad is here and we're believing him because they're both agreeing, that's what Basil said. Even by this guy, Shimon Harrison, to be that way. Must be that there's a different shot in this whole Mishnah. What happened is there are two Eidim that saw them alone in a room, but nobody knows what happened in that room. They were once married, they got divorced, and then they're in a room together. Bishamai says, you don't know what happened in that room. Don't assume that they live together, and therefore there's no Kedushin. We have Adam. The Adam that saw them go together in a room, they might as well have saw them live together. This is what happens when a previously married couple are alone in a room. This is what happens. It's a fact. This is the Adam. But if they had never consummated the marriage to begin with, then we don't assume automatically they live together. They say, even Kasper doesn't have the familiarity. If they were once married and they had consummated the marriage and they know each other, the physical relationship was once very strong. So if they're alone in a room, you know the fact of what happened. And they say, it's not true. Am I saying, Kate, if they would never consummated the marriage? So it's Minna Harrison. So there's no reason to assume it, and no more than if a guy sees a single man going alone with a single woman in the room and they have yichud, we don't say they live together. Not automatic. It's only because they were once married that Beisola says we know they live together. So we are the witnesses. Those people that saw them go together in a room are the witnesses. In fact, before Rabbi Cohn asks this question, how do you do Kedusha Bia? You think the Adam watched the Bia? Chas v'shalom. They say to the Adam, we're now going in to do Kedusha, and they lock the room. That's Kedusha Bia. Nobody watches the Bia. They watched them go in L'shein Bia. Now here they didn't go in L'shein Bia. Here they didn't tell us what they were going to do in the room. So the Shammai says, you don't know. You don't have Kedushin. They still says, yes, you do know. Yes, Rabbi Cohn, what is your question?
They do it. So we say that, according to Beisola, that they did it, and then it's L'shein Kedushin?
100%. Once they lived together, when they were once husband and wife, we assume it might have been a remarriage, correct? And we need a get. Would we punish her for 80, being Mazana now as an exorcist? I don't know. Correct.
Well, that call.
Rashi. Don't you ask me to hate the Yechim Shavuch and the Sag the Imai? Ain't Sarah Lahad Arabia. The Kivan the Libay Gatba, since he's familiar, Machzakin and Isa Bechefti Shabbalah, L'Shem Kedushin. Dr. Gemarvait. Amar Reb Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marsa Mishmei de Rav. Hamekadesh Bein Elechot Ein Choshishin L'Kedushav Afilu Shneihem Meidem. Again, reinforcing the psak that we had from Reb Nachman. Right now we have it from Rav. Reb Nachman said it from Shmuel. Now we have it from Rav. That means both Rav and Shmuel agree that you can't have an Eid Echad by Kedushin even if both agree. You need two Eidim. Dr. Gemarvait, Amar Rabba Barahuna Hamakadesh Beit Echad, Beit Dina Rabba Umri, the great Bezin said, Eichai Shishin LeKedusha. Man Beit Dina Rabba, when Rabba Barahuna says, the great Bezin, who is he referring to? Rav. Ikadi Umri, some quoted it differently. Amar Rabba Barahuna Marav, Hamakadesh Beit Echad, Beit Dina Rabba Umri, Eichai Shishin LeKedusha. Man Beit Dina Rabba, Rebbe. The second version is that Rav said the great Bezin. And who does Rav mean by the great Bezin? Rebbe. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Ikadi Ami, the Rabbi Mishmei, the Rav Amar. Man Kari Rav Beit Dina Rabba. Who did Rav call the great Bezin? Rebbe. Dr. Gemara Vaitim Basir Rebbe Chazba Barami. Rebbe Chazba Barami asked in the following brisa. Now, this is a brisa that's very interesting story. Shnayim Shabom Mdina Sayam the Ishimahim. Two people arrive from China and they have a woman with them. Reuven and Shimon and Leah. The Khabilaimahim. And they have a suitcase with stuff. Then Aimer, Reuven says, Zu Ishti, this woman Leah is my wife. B'zeh Avdi, and Shimon is my slave, my Evet Knani. B'zu Chavalasi, and this is my suitcase. Zaymer, and Shimon says, Zu Ishti, Leah is my wife. B'zeh Avdi, and Reuven is my slave. B'zu Chavalasi, and this is my suitcase. V'yishay Meres, and Leah says, Eilu Shnei Avadai, these are both my slaves. The Chavila Shli, and the package is mine.
Two men and a servant.
Right. No, there's no two men and a lady.
Oh, two men.
Oh. One man says, this woman is mine, this Evan is mine, this package is mine. The other man says, this woman is mine, this man is my Evan, and this is my package. And the woman says, I'm not married to anybody. I'm the boss. These are both my Evanim, and these are the suitcases. UPS.
in a case where a man versus a woman, an aedus, in other words.
Not aedus!
I know I said that. Not aedus, they're not aedus. Does the man take precedence over the woman?
Not in a claim!
Not a claim.
He's not witnesses. Nobody's a witness. He's claiming. Okay. I'm the boss. Other guy claiming he's the boss, and she's claiming she's the boss. What do you do? Zog de Braisa, Tzricha Shnei Gittin, V'Goyvik Subasim Rechavila. This is the Braisa. In order for her to get married, she's going to need two Gittin. Now, we don't discuss what happens to the two men, one crazy and everyone, I don't know. And then she can collect the Ksuba from the package. Because if they ever divorced her, that means you're my wife. Now I divorced you, I owe you a Ksuba. The other man says, I divorced you, I owe you a Ksuba. So she gets one Ksuba, Mabarashach. And she can collect it from this package. Because that either belongs to him or to her. Or to whoever, who owns this package, he's entitled to a Ksuba. He's claiming, Reuben's claiming, this is my wife. He gave her a get. He owes her a Ksuba. Shimon's claiming, this is my wife. He gave her a get. He owes her a Ksuba. She's claiming, I was never married. This package is mine. So under all three, she's entitled to a Ksuba once they give her a get. If they don't give her a get, she can't get anything. Again, we're that part we're learning this very thing, right? We're learning this so we can get to that. You're 100% right. This is the problem we have.
Rabbi, why isn't she entitled to two Ksubas?
One Ksuba.
Why, if she must get two gets, why isn't she entitled to two Ksubas? If each of these guys claims that they were married to her, why aren't they both obligated to pay her each a Ksuba?
Yes. Reuben claims he married her and he owes her Ksuba. Shimon claims he married her and he owes her Ksuba. Right. But according to Reuben, the package is his and Shimon has no right to the package. He can't pay the Ksuba from this package. And according to
I'm not concerned about the source of the payment. Whether or not she gets paid one Ksuba from the package, why isn't she also entitled to the total of two Ksubas, one from each?
Because she's claiming she was never married. How could she collect a Ksuba?
Then why would she be able to collect any Ksuba?
Because she's claiming the package is hers. She wants the whole suitcase. Reuben's saying it's my suitcase. Shimon's saying it's my suitcase. Leah's saying it's my suitcase. So Reuben is agreeing that he owes her a Ksuba. Shimon is agreeing that he owes her a Ksuba. He's saying, none of you owe me a Ksuba, but it's mine anyway. You don't know what's in that suitcase.
They need a divorce in order
that they can
marry her
clothing. No, they can't marry her clothing anyway if they divorce her. They need a divorce her only if they want to free her.
Why are they
nobody said they're mechuya. If she wants to get married, she has to get two gittin, and then she's entitled to collect part of the package.
She's not married to either one of them. Why does she can't be with her clothing or not?
They cannot marry her clothing.
Is she married or not?
We don't know.
But her saying that she's not married doesn't mean anything?
Not again. So that's it. Now you're asking, what if they don't want to give her a get? They're claiming he's married and she's saying she was never married. The Chayre, the Gemara's going to get involved in a minute. Pashta, she would be believed to say she never got married.
The only thing that's going on is fighting over
the suitcase. Well, it's more than that. Yeah, yes and no. There's a lot more going on, as we will see, but yes. Zakti Gemara Baita. Heichi Dami. How is this claimed? Either Islay Lahai Sadi, Islay Lahai Sadi. Does he have witnesses that he married her? Does Shimon have witnesses that he married her? Now, granted that the witnesses are contradicting each other, the Rivet says they're not. Two witnesses say Reuben married her on Sunday, and two witnesses say Shimon married her on Monday. Right? They're not saying she didn't get married on Sunday. The Rashba says they are contradicting each other. One saying I saw Reuben marry her, one saying I saw Shimon marry her. They're arguing with each other. The witnesses, we don't know who she married. But we know one thing, she got married. The witnesses agree that there was a marriage. So how in the world is she entitled to talk to Gemara? If that's the case, how in the world is she, can she say, these are my slaves? Excuse me. There are two witnesses to say you married them. One of the two. So that can't be the story. Ella must be La Beirecha. He has one aide. Reuben has an aide that she got married. Shimon has an aide she got married. And she's saying, I didn't marry either of the two. But his Beirecha about crushing me, Haman. Why would she be in trouble? She's denying an Eirecha. An Eirecha cannot be believed against a woman's denial. She's saying, I never got married. So what if an Eirecha said you did? You're not believed. So again, why in the world are we involving what, that he has to give her a divorce, that he has to give her a divorce? Why? And for the Gemara, you're right. They're not believed. She can get married without a get. She's saying she never got married. She can get married without a get. If she's ever going to get money, she's going to have to receive a get from both of them. If they refuse, she doesn't need the get. She can go get married. She can marry her relatives. She's saying, I never got married. Eirecha is meaningless. Reuben claims I married her. Shavya Navshe. Shimon claims I not married her. Shavya Navshe. As far as she's concerned, they're not believed. She's a free woman, but she wants the package. And they're claiming it's their package, and she's claiming it's her package. Who do we give it to? If they give her a get, and she takes it from them, she'll be entitled to get part of the package.
Why would they do so?
We don't.
They give nothing. They just
why would they do it?
And they're extreme suba.
Why would they do it? I have no idea why they would do it. Honestly, unless they feel guilty because they say they married her and they don't want her going out to the nation since she's marrying somebody else. So out of the kindness of their heart, one of them is lying, right? She gives them marry both. Out of the kindness of their heart, they're giving her a gift. So then she can come back and say, ah, now you owe me some, and get at least part of the package.
And the rest of the package.
That's the same. That's the same.
We don't have this in the package
because
we don't know.
So now we get involved. There's all kinds of different ways in Baba Basra how we resolve monetary arguments. Forget about the woman. Two people come in and they have a suitcase. Diamond coolishly, the diamond coolishly. Yeah, this is the first thing about Messiah. When do we say Kol Dalam Gvar, whoever is the stronger one wins? When do we say Yachloiku? When do we put it away? There's three solutions. Different cases need different solutions. We're not getting involved. That's not our interest now. Our interest was, are they got to be marriage. Does the Eirecha make a difference? That was our interest.
It could be stealing against her to get the whole thing.
Yeah, you can think about 65 scenarios. It doesn't make a difference. Again. Yes.
You're not
saying
the mom that
ate
that
Mechaber Shuvah.
Mechaber Shuvah what? Mechaber Shuvah, the one that she wants,
she said the truth. Again, so that gets involved in Hilchos Mammon. Two people come and say Kulishli. Do we make them swear? Do we not make them swear? It's not a we're interested in marriage now. We're not interested in the monetary halach. Monetary halach, see Maseches Baba Tzia. You want to know what that was the monetary thing? See the sections of the seal. We're not interested now. Now they come to argue about the package. They'll go to a bezin, and bezin will decide what happens when three people come in carrying a talus, saying kula shuli.
But in a marriage issue,
shua doesn't perfect marriage. There's no shua marriage. Laka shua is only a monetary thing. We don't make people swear about anything else but money. The Torah never prescribed the shua. I take it back. Saita swears. Besides for Saita, we don't find the Torah saying swear as anything vis-a-vis anything besides money. Again, she can't get the ksuba unless they give her a get. She's claiming she never got married. How could she swear to collect the tzubah? They don't have to give her a get. Now, there's going to be an argument over this baggage. This suitcase will go to court. And the Sefer of Matzia talks about it. Who's holding it, who has it, who has riot. Now we're going to talk money. But this, we're not interested in money here. We're going to accept this condition.
They don't have to give her a get?
No. They can say, I want to stay married to her. She doesn't need the get. She claims she never got married.
We'll find out what's in the package.
Hanukkah surprise. I don't know.
So they don't have to give her, yeah, because she said, oh, I was not married, that's why.
The guy wants to marry her. Reuben says, I married her. Why does he want to divorce her?
No, but she, I don't want to be, I'm not married, I don't want to be married to you.
I never got married to you.
Right.
So why should she need a guest?
That's why there's no,
nobody divorcing anybody to do anything. It's a free country.
They can walk away from each other.
They can walk, well, they can argue about their suitcase.
Other than that, they can walk away
from each other. Yeah, suitcase sounds a little chavila.
It's a crate.
It's a crate.
Container.
Came from China. Container came from China without a name.
I hope not, what's it called?
No. As all the viruses. I don't know.
What's it called?
COVID? It's a new one now. They're a new one now. They're working on a new one.
Pfizer.
What's the name of the new one? COVID also?
No. I can find it. Now, what's the Kiddush? For a Mary. Because the machlokes tanoim in the sechtes ksubas, can a woman collect ksuba from the husband's metaltlin or only from the husband's land? This is a chavila. This is not land. So why is she entitled to ksuba according to the rabbanan? The answer is this is going like a mayor. This is a woman can take it from metaltlin as well. Because manazeh, the gleinim made a takana that you can collect from metaltlin. But in the time of the Gemara, there was a machlokes. This is going like Rameir, it says in the Talmud in the Shabbat, the Lutzov of Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Tzricha Shnei Gittin, Ksanka Daitach Deila, Tira Lenase. We think in order that she's able to get married, and we want to know why. Gaibuk Sabasim Nachavi, Lim Lamanoshach, no matter who's the husband. Ba Meiser, Rashi Paskins for you. Mutu Besavik, Ajav Elio. Why don't we say Chokin? Ti Bab Metzia 2, Folio 2 and 3. Idis leisadi lahai. Shamer b'vanaynu ketchup. This leisadi nami lahai. You must remember that having mitzvah suba shalah. How can she claim the rest? Shalah am the subject. How can it be a subject? They've all made him. Elo la beirecha b'chalecha. The shema mina dafila einam beida. She can get. Even if she doesn't agree, you need to get. Why? It echad b'akhosh. You can chatzag the makrish lay. One aid is contradicting the other one. Mi mehaman. Is it believed? I feel like not to explain you, even if she's not arguing. Eidecha can't prove marriage against the denial. You leave the package till Leo comes. Unless they both give her a get. Then she can collect the amount of the ksuba. If it's Reuben, he now owes her a ksuba. The koshkin and kul shalav, be sure if it's all hers. The whole mission is only to prove us. The metalik will stop in the ksuba. Remeyuhi, the metalik will stop in the ksuba. The eighth verik. Kavishamaris yavim shik sibasa nixed by Larishan. A woman that it's waiting for Yibum, the husband, the first husband to stake pays her ksuba. Haniach avach achim mas, the brother left over money, right? So that money is mishubit for her ksuba, only according to her mayor. According to the Rabbanon, the money has no lien on it. Yilachich ben karka, the second brother has to buy land. Boy, compare it, he gets to use it, but he has to keep it as land. Alma mas mishtab the ksuba, because she has a lien on it. That's only according to her mayor. According to the Rabbanon, the brother died and left the cash. the woman has no shaykes to that cash. Right? Because the halacha is, if a man dies without children, and his brother does yibum, the estate of the first husband has to pay the tzuba. That means the second husband cannot sell those lands. There's a lien on it. How about the cash? So Rav Meir holds, the cash is meshuvah to tzuba. He has to keep the cash around. They don't keep the cash around. So you invest it in land, and therefore it's there for her collecting when necessary. And Rabbanan say, cash, she has no lien on it. He can do whatever he wants with the cash. My Haviyala. So what's the halacha? If Kahan Amar ain't chayshish in the Kedusha, Rapapa Amar chayshish in the Kedusha. Kahan says no, and Rapapa says, L'misubik. We don't know. An Eid Echad by a Kedusha, and both agree.
Even after Benzema. Even after
Benzema. Rapapa says, I'm worried. Now, the Gemara doesn't spend much time on Rav Papa. But the Gemara is worried about the following.
That's just flies in the face of what you said before, that it's nothing.
All these Amaram said before, it's nothing.
All of a sudden, Rav Papa
said, he said, Chayshah said, he's not sure. You're right. Very unusual. Very unusual. Now, the problem is as follows. The need of Aiden by Damashim Erev is derived by money. From money. By money, two people come and admit they did something, we trust them. I come in and I say, I sold this clock to Avraham Cohen, and Avraham Cohen says, yeah, I bought the clock. Nobody's going to say, where's the Aiden? You don't need Aiden. The fact that we both admit something happened is enough evidence. I say I sold it, he said he bought it. We don't need any more. So why can't that work by Kedusha? Here they are, a husband and wife, agreed that the transaction took place. The source of needing Adam is money. We learn how Dabar Dabar Mimama. Okay, by money, admission of both parties, the need of two Adam is derived from Xeris Shava. It says, Avishnaim Adam Yakum Dabar by money. It says, Kimatsu by Erva is Dabar by Erva. We learn now that you need two Adam. Now, the same source that you need to aid him says, admission of both parties is as good as a million aid him. So why doesn't that work by Kedusha? That's the Gemara's question. We're saying not true. If two aid him, if they both admit, if there weren't aid him there, it's meaningless. That's how we baskin. Even Kahana holds that way. But we're not going for a Papa. I said the Gemara doesn't get involved in a Papa. The Gemara now is asking a question. All these Amaroim that said that if you don't have two Adam, it's meaningless. What happens to Idolus Baldin?
When they both agree.
What happens to Idolus Baldin? They both agree. But the source is Mammon. How do you have a bigger halacha by the derivative than you have by the source? Well, again, I don't know how you want to word the kasha, but the kasha is the whole sugya. Talk to Gemara. Amalei Rav Asher Rav Kahana. My daitach, why are you insisting on two Adam? The Alpha Tavar Tavar Mimamim? Imal Alon Adoz Vadin Kamei Adami. Avkar Adoz Vadin Kamei Adami. Rashi. Adoz Vadin Kamei Adami. The Siva Shiyoyim Eki Huzer. The guy said, this is it. Meaning, he admits, we make him pay. You owe me $100. I owe you 50. We make you pay 50 without a shul. Why? Admission. Where's Adam? You don't need Adam if you have admission. So if the source is money, why isn't admission of both parties good enough? This pasuk is talking about Maida B'miktas. And it says he pays the party admits and swears on the rest. Why does he pay the party admits? There's no Adam. To be continued, it's simple.